This astonishing series of lithographs by the French artist Odilon Redon was published in 1883, the year after Darwin died. Jane Munro.
This represents a completely different response to man's origins. It's not a view of what primitive man and society might be like, but more a real reflection on where we came from, who we were, and to an extent also where we're going.
Of the series, Plate 7, with its Pegasus-like creature rearing upwards, perhaps responds most directly to Darwinian theory.
Redon's entitled it, "The impotent wing did not lift the animal into that black space." So the idea that through disuse, through not being able to use the wings, they then actually became redundant and non-functional. It's a reflection of his idea that animals gradually adapted to their environment and to their circumstances in ways that would produce anomalies within the species, like flightless birds, like such as ostriches, or sightless mammals like moles.
But despite this reflection, and although Redon's title for the set of prints, Origine, probably alludes to Darwin's most famous work on the origin of species, there's no sense in which they're deliberate illustrations of the scientists' theories.
Rather, they're a combination of a variety of influences, many of them scientific. He was very interested in science. He was part of a circle in Bordeaux with links to botanists who may have introduced him to Darwin's writings. He was interested in other evolutionary theories. He visited the Museum of Natural History in Paris, and he had a great admiration for the work of Louis Pasteur, his discovery and research into microbes. And in fact, although the two men never met, he did send Pasteur a set of Les Origines.